This is Passport to Texas. Get out your binoculars and notepads because it's time for the Christmas Bird Count, a project of the National Audubon Society. December 14th through January 5th, volunteers count birds during a 24-hour period inside defined 15-mile diameter circles throughout the state.
But there aren't any on December 25th. Can't compete with family time and ripping open presents.
Well, there is that. Non-game ornithologist Cliff Shackelford says volunteers submit their observations to the lead person called a compiler.
That compiler then crunches all the numbers and turns in nationally a count for the whole circle.
Now, if you can't get to a circle, but you have bird feeders in your yard, you can still contribute as a feeder watcher.
That's someone that just merely watches out their back window and looks at the birds coming to the feeder and counting those things. It's a really good niche for someone that might not be able to get out if it's too cold, or you're just not physically able to get out, or maybe you have a newborn at the house. These are people that might have their eyes open and watching the feeder and can contribute.
Find additional feeder watch programs that take place at other times of the year. Just do an online search and use feeder watch as your search term. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series, as well as conservation programs in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.